Julian was going and cleaning and moving and doing. She sees her husband just sitting there, and she gets very frustrated. She says, help out him. So he goes, he starts moving the boxes. She says, no, Dad, I already cleaned over there. You're moving the cupboards. Now you're putting a bag. I'm going to have to clean all over again. She says, you know what? Do me a favor. Just go to the shir. You want to help? Just go to the shir. The guy leaves. He comes back after about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. She says, you're back already? He says, how much can I help you already? Baruch Hashem, it's nice to see so many men are helping this morning. Baruch Hashem. So I said, I don't remember if I had it. So we get to the Haggadah. We know it's five of the night. Women spend many times, hours, weeks, months preparing, cleaning, cooking. Men have one mitzvah. Main mitzvah, v'gatal b'incha, to tell over to your son to teach. Night is all about, that's the term Haggadah. V'gatal b'incha. Although, which we'll get to, they say a big part of that also comes from the term Haggadah. In the Gemara, you have the regular halachic type of Gemara, and you have the Agata, the stories. Another reason why it's called the Haggadah is because of the Agata, because you're supposed to make it fun and exciting, and tell over the stories, tell over the Midrashim. Although nowadays it's somewhat much more of Higata la'avicha than Higata la'bincha. They come with the little cool Haggadahs, the kids' ones they made, and Baruch Hashem, especially if you have many kids or grandkids, until each one says what they have to say, you don't even have time for the father, for the grandfather to teach. It's very nice. Save it for the day. On the night, it's a mitzvah for the father, for the grandfather. You got to tell the bincha to make sure you teach. But because Baruch Hashem, they know so much, you got to find some things they might not know. You got to find some chidushim, and you got to speak to them on their level. I was listening to a shir from my friend Rabbi Ben Shushan, and he said many ideas I thought that are important to share. B'chonu Basserman, in his book Ikvata de Mishicha, discusses what's going to happen right before Mashiach. And he discusses how all the different isms will disappear, the communism, the socialism, all the different isms. He says, time will fly. Someone's going to have a child, and they're going to blink, and it's going to be the bar mitzvah, and then they're going to blink, and it's the wedding. Where is the time gone? It feels like just yesterday. Ikvitad HaMashiach, time is going to fly. He says another sign that the Mashiach is coming is that each and every child is going to, there's going to be a war over each and every child. There's going to be a struggle. Every single child that one has, it's not like, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're pretty good. We're doing a good job. Each and every child is going to have their own challenge, their own struggle, and needs to be treated differently. Now, any chinuch expert, I think, will tell you, rule number one, it has to be that if you want to be, you want to have, excuse me, the best children, you need to be the perfect role model. You need to live it. What their kids see, that's what they're going to emulate. So many times I've heard stories from people, I don't really know much, I don't really keep much, but I remember my grandfather always, this was the most important thing to him, he always said X. And the Pesach said there was always Y. Rosh Hashanah, this was his motto, he always... That's what sticks out in our children, and especially in our grandchildren's mind. Not just what you say, but what you do. What you live. I remember as a little kid, I had the schut, I went to my grandparents in Eretz Yisrael. My father's one of 10, 80, 90 first cousins. And everybody had a turn, we used to go, and we used to fight over who gets to hold the bowl, and who gets to hold over the cup, to wash him nitilat yadayim at the table. The king doesn't get up. And, as a little kid, stuck out in my mind. And we used to fight, oh, they came from America, let them hold on to it. Let them... those types of things, especially on Seder night, the things we do, Those are the things that our kids remember. This is our minhag. Seder night more than any other night, I think. Rosh Hashanah maybe as well. The minhagim, the customs, it's essential that we make sure that we prepare. And that we know what we're doing. When we show our kids what's important. We show our children, our grandchildren, what is the ikar? What are the minhagim? That's what they keep. We wear this, we do this. I remember my grandfather. You tell them, I remember my grandfather, whatever it might have been. And that's what stays with them. Seder night, I think, more than any other night. So if we have certain messages we want to give to our children, to our grandchildren, Seder night is the opportune time. Live it. Make sure that you prepare. You have some nice stories that happened to relatives. Have some nice things that happened to your father, your grandfather, your grandma. Be it a story from the Shoah, be it a story from the old country, be it wherever it might be. Now's the time. Seder night is the time to give that over. And it's not something they can hear in school, it's not something they can prepare. And even if you say the same story every single year, in 20 years they're going to remember it. Every Seder night we always heard. And that's what they're going to tell their grandkids. So don't worry if you said it last year, if it's a specific story that's family related, say it over. That's what the kids remember. But when we look at the Haggadah, we can learn some parenting lessons. The Haggadah teaches us some fundamental rules in the Chinuch. First and foremost, Seder. Many people have them in Hag, they sing. Kadesh, Rochaz, Karpas, Yachat. Before you start anything, when it comes to children, there must be an order. They must know what they're doing and what the end result is going to be. You have a kid, you tell him, come, we got to do your homework. He's playing outside, he's frustrated. If you tell the kid, come, we're going to do your homework, we're going to have dinner, and then you're going to have a few more minutes to play outside. Now, what's the reaction of the kid? Okay. Because he knows the end result. Kadesh, explain where we're going. Children must know, not just right now, no, we can't do this. Can I eat this? No. You can't have this sweet right now. Why don't we save it for Shabbat? And when mommy lights the candle, once the kid knows where they're going to get it, what the Seder is, what the order is, it's a different ballgame. But if you just say, right now we're doing this, quite often, you're going to have a struggle. Kid sees all his friends having a good time, you're telling him, come in now, you're going to have a fight on your hands. You say, come, we're going now to take care of this, and then you should have some time to go back and play with your friends. The kid listens. You need to have a Seder, you need to know where you're going, what you're doing. I mean, in general, for adults, I always say, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't have a plan, then chances are you're going to fail. I always give the example, we might have given it here. You have two people, they want to lose weight. They both decide, we need to lose 50 pounds. Guy number one says, I'm going to go on a crazy exercise regimen, I'm going to go on a crazy diet. And he does, for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. He gets on the scale after 3 months, killed himself. And he lost 20 pounds. Chances are, what's going to happen? What would you think? He's going to put it back on. Guy number two says, I need to lose 50 pounds. How are we going to do this? You know what? If I can lose 20 pounds in the first 3 months, and then the next 3 months I could lose 10 pounds, and the next 3 months, Bezat Hashem, another 10 pounds, and hopefully those last 3 months, the last 10 pounds, and he goes on the same exact exercise regimen, same exact diet, as guy number one, after 3 months he gets on the scale and he lost 20 pounds. What's going to happen now? Carries on. Why? Why does he carry on?
You see the results.
See the results. You have. What's the only difference between the two guys? One guy has a Seder. One guy knows where he's going. And the other guy, he's just randomly doing it. Rule number one. When you have a Seder, when you know where you're going, what you're doing, when the children understand what's the short-term goals, long-term goals, you'll be successful. I think we might have given a whole shiur, it's not for now. If anything, there is no Seder. Right? Normal Seder would be, you sit down, you wash, you make hamotzi, you have a meal. Over here, it's chaos. You're making kiddush, you're washing without a bracha, you're sitting down, you're dipping, you're going, you're telling stories, You sit down, you go, you wash again. This time you make a bracha, you make hamotzi, you're making sandwiches. It's the exact opposite of Seder. It's not our class for now, but our regular achat, the Seder is that there's no Seder. As Jews, we understand there's no such thing as order. It's a night that Hashem can change nature and reality, but not our discussion for now. From a parenting perspective, children need to know where they're going and what they're doing. They need to have the order. They need to have the Seder. Kadesh, Rochatz, Karpatz. You take the Karpatz, Yachatz, Magidu. Why are we doing all these things? Why are we doing all these things? We want the children to ask questions. It's so important that the children feel we can ask questions. The old school mahalacha mentality of, why do we do this? The rabbi said so. Hashem said so. The Torah said so. It's true. But the children don't feel comfortable asking questions if they're being told, because I said so. The children need to feel comfortable asking questions. We want them asking questions. The Arba'a Banim, the four sons, which we'll get to properly, but we see they have no problem asking questions. Even the Rasha comes and he doesn't feel like he's going to be screamed at, although the answer he does, but not so simply. We'll get back to that. But he feels comfortable to ask his question. Even if the father is sitting there saying, how? He comes, he asks the question. Our children need to know, and it's not even about the answer. You have four kids, each one's asking their own question, and there's really no answer. There's no answer. Avadim Ayinu is a story. They're not giving really an answer, and you give one answer for all the kids. There's four different questions of four children on four different levels, and there's one answer. It's not about the answers. It's about the questions. Children need to know. It's good. Ask the questions. Baruch Hashem, I have students come to me, Rabbi, this might be a stupid question. I said, the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask. No such thing as a stupid question. People should never feel there's such a thing as a stupid question. As, oh, I probably shouldn't be asking this because it's not. Ask. Baruch Hashem, you're not sure, you don't know, ask. We want the kids asking questions. Many parents, and there's that type of kid, that they'll ask you a million questions. I was thinking this, and you said, and you lose patience. You can't lose patience. I know it's easier said than done. You need to make sure you have patience. The kids can feel when you're not interested. Many times kids will come, and you're on your phone. Yeah. Then I want, give me. I said, yeah. The kid doesn't feel comfortable to come and ask their questions. Our children need to know they can ask whatever's on their mind. And even if you're not sure, if anything, it's a good time to bond with your kid. That's a great question. You know what? On Shabbat, we're going to go ask the rabbi. And you come over to the rabbi, and the kid feels like $1 million. Say, Arab, my son has a question. That's amazing. Just from a chinuch perspective. Sometimes my favorite time of the week is when I walk to shul with my son. Abba, ask me questions on the parsha. And I ask him questions, or sometimes he'll ask questions. I stop people in the street, not because I need it, because it's important for him. Come over here. Yosef, ask me a question. Tell him the question. And I'll ask random people. Not random, I mean, I know who they are, but it's not a rub. Yeah, I'll see people, I'll say, come, let's ask. We were discussing, I asked him a question on the parsha. Well, what would you say is the answer? Well, just a couple weeks ago we were discussing korbanot. What did the animal do wrong? Why do we have to check the animal? I was stopping a few different people on the street. My son should know it's good. Have questions, have answers. He gave a nice answer, he thought of a nice idea. I stopped people on the street, the kid should feel good. My son, someone came to my son in shul last year and said, you learned about the makot? He said, yeah. He says, how come it's called dam, svadea, kanim, arov? And then when it comes to the last one, it's makat bechorot. Either they should all be makat da, makat svadeh, makat kinim, or it should be arov devishvim barad abeh choshech bechorot. Why is the last one a makah? So my son, Baruch Hashem, he's got an answer for everything. He says, very simple. What's the reason that Hashem brought the makot? To get the Jews out of Mitzrayim. The first nine didn't do anything. That's not a real makah. The last one, that one worked. Oh, that's a makah. Okay.
I thought it was a nice answer.
I'm stopping people in the street. I'm stopping rabbis. You gotta hear this. Baruch Hashem, the kid feels. Yeah, he even said to me, which blew my mind, when we were discussing when it's gonna be his bar mitzvah parasha. He was 9 years old. He said, I think it comes out, parasha mishpatim. He's like, oh, I was hoping it'd be parasha toledot because I had my first chidush in parasha toledot. It's amazing. He feels that he has a chidush. I'm stopping people in the street. I was walking my son to shul and we were learning it was parasha toledot. And he said, Yitzchak Avinu calls an Esav to give him a bracha because it was his birthday. I said, what do you mean it was his birthday? He said, yeah, it was his birthday. I said, who? I didn't see anyone say that. Your rabbi told you it was his birthday? He said, no, but it's simple. I said, how? He says, the angels come to Abraham Avinu. He was baking matzot. It was Pesach. I said, okay. They say, next year, son. So it must be Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And the Mefarshim say he was. He says, and when he calls in Esav, and he says, go get me something to eat. Yaakov comes, gives him, and then he can't eat anymore. Why? Why did he have to have two goats? One was the Korban Pesach. After the Korban Pesach, he can't eat. So it must be it was his birthday because he was born on Pesach. Amazing. And I'm stopping. Why? He should feel good. It's beautiful. He's thinking. Whether he's right or not, I think he's right. But whether he's right or wrong doesn't matter. Show the kid yourself. Good question. Great idea. Seder night of all the nights. We want the kids to ask questions. Feel free. Everything makes sense. Everything's good. We're proud of you. Get up there. Ask the questions. And you look at the Arba'a Banim. First and foremost, you have to understand, this is one family, right? One set of parents. And you think to yourself, one set of parents, they're good machachem. They know all the rules. They follow all the rules. How can it be the same family? You have a chacham, and a rasha, and a tam, and a shenu of the shul. Like, it doesn't say, like, oh, this guy's family, they're all great. This one's got issues. He doesn't know how to do parenting. The same family, you have a chacham and a rasha. Doesn't call him a tzaddik, but you have a chacham and a rasha, and a shenu yodei l'shul. Yeah. In the same family, you can have all different types of kids. In the same family, you can have kids that are easier, kids that are challenging, kids that are very simple, kids that need some type of help. They need a tutor. You can have a chacham and a tam in the same family. Again, what is the tam asking? Mazot. If you look in Rashi in Parashat Vayetchanan, it says, Tinok Tipesh. A 3-year-old kid says, what's this? The level of intelligence, it doesn't get lower than that. I heard one rabbi say, if the tam is so simple that he's saying, Mazot, how could you have a Shanei Yodei L'shol? It doesn't get any worse than, what's this? Even children with special needs can say, what's this? So how do you get lower? How do you get lower? Some Mefarshim say, the She'enu Yodea L'shol isn't She'enu Yodea. She'enu Rotzeh L'shol. He's not interested. He's not interested. I was giving a class one time, and a person raised his hand, and you could tell he was asking from pain. He said, Rabbi, what about the fifth son? I said, four sons. He said, what about the fifth son? I said, who's the fifth son? He said, the one who doesn't come to the Seder. The Rasha, at least he came to the Seder. What about the fifth son? She'ene yodea l'shul, he doesn't know how to ask. Either he's under the age of 1, 2, or he's not interested. So ad p'tachlo, get involved, open it up for him, make it exciting, make it fun. But we have to understand, there's all different types of kids. You can't just have one mahalach, one way of, this is what we do with all our kids. Each one needs their own answer. Each one needs a different way of you dealing with them. And you can't just say, this is the rule in the house. It doesn't work like that. It depends on the kid. Certain kids need more TLC. Certain kids, they're more sensitive and they need that. You're going to go and you're going to pat them on the back and give them, and the other kids, they might even be jealous. How come he gets the ice cream? How come he gets, you take him out? And hopefully as a parent, if you do a good enough job, your kid can understand. Everyone gets different things. My kids tell me, it's not fair. I said, who said life's fair? Last week you went to a birthday party. This week he went to a birthday party. He didn't have any birthday parties, so I'm taking him out for an ice cream. Everyone gets different things. Your kids think everything's exactly the same? No. This one's older. You have four different sons. You have different children. Each one is going to ask differently, and each one needs to be answered differently. And it's essential that we realize that, because a lot of times I have parents telling me, oh, I don't want to send my kid to that school. We're not that type of family. We sent to this school. I said, it's nice, but it depends on the kid. If your kid is not going to do well there, it doesn't matter that you're that type of family. What are people going to say? You're worried about people going to say, you're worried about your kid. We have four sons. And the same father that has the Chacham, he has the Rasha. And he needs to treat him differently and answer him differently. And it's important that we realize that today's day and age, I deal with so many children, and you could just... It's unfortunately the parents, you could tell, somewhere along the line, they didn't ask, they didn't know what... And then you have all the issues. Chacham, he asks, Ma edot ha-chukim mishpatim, he's able to classify. We all know, what are edut, what are chukim, what are mishpatim? Or edut, not so well known. What are chukim? We don't know the reason. What are mishpatim? We know the reason. What are edot? Anybody? What are the edot? We know chukim, no reason. Mishpatim, reason. What's the edot? The word means testimonies. What in the Torah is it? One of the edot? What does that mean? I never thought about it. I saw one of the Farshim say, you know what the edot are? They're in between the chukim and the mishpatim. I never would have thought of it like a chok. But now that I thought of it, it makes perfect sense. Like Shabbat. If Hashem didn't command us to have Shabbat, you never would have thought to make Shabbat. But now that you have Shabbat, if hopefully you're doing it right, it makes perfect sense. Chukim, even once you're told, still doesn't make sense. Edot, once you're told to do it, it makes sense. The Chacham is able to class, he's a smart guy. He gets one answer. The Rasha. Rasha needs a few hours on the Rasha. But Baruch Hashem, he showed up to the Seder. And even if he's coming off somewhat condescending and mocking, and what's these things Hashem commanded you to do? So what do? And this, if I've given a shiur, I probably mentioned in the past, but it's so true, so important. What do? Hakeh shinav, you punch him in the teeth. That sounds like the worst parenting advice of all time. Your kid comes to the Seder, you have the opportunity. He's obviously got issues. He's known as the Rasha. He says, what's the deal? And what are you doing? Hakeh shinav, punch him in the teeth and tell him, if you were there, you never would have been redeemed. I don't think he's showing up next year. what's going on over here? So I once saw a beautiful answer. The Rasha. How could it be he's a Rasha? He says, you look at the Rasha. How do you spell Rasha? Reshin Ayin. So what do most parents do? What do most educators do? What do most people do? You see a guy, you see a boy, you see a girl, and there's a challenge. They're not dressing properly, they're not acting properly, they're not talking properly, they're not eating properly. What do we look at? We look at the outside. The outside two letters of Rasha, Resh and Ayin. Ra. You're just looking at the exterior. You're just looking at the bad. They say, on the inside, you have the Shin. The inside letter of Rasha is Shin. Shin has three branches. Corresponding to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. You want to connect with this boy who's challenging, with this girl who's challenging, that are considered Rasha. Don't look at the outside. Don't look at the Ra. Hakeh Shinav. Look at the Shin. Shinav. Look at the Shin. Explain to them, you know where you come from? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Say tonight, we're going back to our roots. You're so special. You have so much potential. You have so much talent. Hakeh Shinav, wake up his Sheen, wake up the inside. Don't focus on the outside, on the Ra. Look at the Sheen, Hakeh Shinav, in the inside. Say, I don't care what you have on the outside. I don't care how you dress. I don't care how you talk. I'm looking at your soul. It's beautiful. It needs a little bit of polishing, but it's a dump. It's unbelievable. You're so great. Hakeh Shinav, explain to them the inside. That's what I look at. That's what I see. I have people come to me, Rabbi, I don't understand. I started talking to this one, that one, they're doing drugs, this, that. How do you deal with them? It's impossible. They don't... I don't see that. I see a great kid that doesn't feel good about themselves. I see a great kid that whatever the parents or the teachers might have said, their friends, and they don't have that confidence. So you find something they did good and you accentuate it. Look for the good. But what do? We look for the problems. I'm not going to get into it now. I gave a whole shiur this week on Lashon Hara, focusing on the negative. And I said, my son got a report card. A, B, C. What's the first thing the parents normally say to the kid? But I don't, what, how come? I caught myself about to do that. What's with the... First of all, beautiful report card. Amazing. Very proud of you. Baruch Hashem. Good job. There's one thing that needs a little bit of improvement. But what do? I don't understand. What's with the C? Didn't you study? How come? Find the good. If you just look at the bad, if you're just looking at the ra on the outside, you're going to have a rasha. Hakeh shina. Wake up, Yashin. Wake up the inside. And that's what we need to do. The Haggadah is telling you, Hakeh shina. Wake up the inside. The Tam? Very simple, little kid. She'ena yedeh l'shol, our rabbis tell us, ad p'tach lo. Some of Rashim say ad is referring to the mother, some say it's just the terminology, it's obviously not referring to the mother. But it's important that you wake it up. I saw a story, I'll end with this. There was a boy named Yitzchak. Yitzchak comes home from cheder one day, and the mother says to him, how I had to go today? He says, good, we finished Masechet Ketubot. It's amazing, it's phenomenal, we're going to make a siyum. That's okay. Yitzchak's mother had bought a dress. They didn't have much money. She bought a dress for Pesach. She was so excited. Everyone in the family knew. She saved up to buy this dress. She got the dress. She was waiting for a couple of weeks for Pesach to wear the dress. Yitzchak comes home from school and he sees the table set for Shabbat. It's a Tuesday night. And his uncle's his answer there. He says, this father, what's happening? He said, you finished the Masechet? Mommy said, we're going to make a party. She comes down the stairs and he sees she's wearing the new dress. He says, what are you doing? His sisters say, Mommy, it's not Pesach. She says, this is much more important. Yitzchak finished the Masechet. We're making a siyum. I'm so proud of him. For me, this is an even bigger Yom Tov than Pesach. Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner said, it was then and there that I realized how important the learning was. And I became the person I am. When you see, when the kids see how important things are to you, you're so proud of them. It's amazing. I take my kid to Shachrit, he's a little kid, 9 years old, 10 years old. Afterwards, I'll say, all right, I'm so proud of you, Hashem's so happy here. Not every time, because you don't want them to feel like they deserve it. We're going to get a barakas, we're going to get a sweet. When they see, they have to see. You take the maror and you dip it and you have the salt water. Children need to see physical things. We're physical beings. Hearing about a story is one thing and it's great. Seeing it is another. They need to see. Ad p'tachlo, get involved, open it up, show them. When you show them and you go out of your way to try and entice them, to try and get them involved, to try and open that door, they appreciate it. If you just sit there and you're doing your thing, I need to follow the rules, I have to say to them, do this, that. No. Children need to know where they're going, what they're doing, what the end result's going to be. But they need to feel that love. Hakeh Shina, don't look at the Ra on the outside. Wake up the Shin, wake up that connection to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I had a bunch more things to say, run out of time. Be'ezat Hashem, we'll make sure that we're able to take some of these lessons of Chinuch from the Haggadah, to be able to open up our children, to be able to show them what our priorities are. And Be'ezat Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, there won't be any Rishayim, everybody will be by the Seder, and we'll be able to have Bidulah Shem, Erema, Merabi Aminu.
Amen. Good, very good.